do our deacon thing. While he's coming up, well, go ahead and then we'll come back. You know where I'm going, Michael? We've got a dinner after church. Have that thing ready, okay? Brother Kevin.
Good morning. Okay. No? No.
Is it? Yes.
Good morning. There we go. All right. As you can see, I am the deacon on call this week. If you guys need anything at all, just I call that number on the screen, and I will answer it, or I think you can leave voicemails too, and I'll return those. I do want to share something that happened a couple weeks ago. I'll make this short too. No, don't worry. I was driving around, and I like to pray in the car, I guess because it's quiet with no kids. And I was praying about Pastor Search and about the about our candidate. And as I was praying, I was getting excited. And immediately, God convicted me and asked me why I wasn't as excited to tell people his name and to tell people about him. And I know that everyone on the team, that we're all excited to tell you all about this guy. But we've got someone in our lives already that we can tell others about, that we are called to tell others about. And that was a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. I've been and encourage us all to pray for more boldness, to share our testimony and just to share Christ with our friends, coworkers, with this world that needs him right now. So let's go ahead and pray for the offering. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the chance to gather together as family and to hear your word. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Rick and for the message he brought. And Father, we lift up all of the many prayer requests that we all have. We pray for our new pastor, for his